Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Howdy folks, this is Andy Nelson, the Bighorn County GOP, and I invite you to join us at the Lovell Community Center, Friday, February 9th in Lovell, Wyoming. The meet and mingle starts at 5 p.m. with a prime rib dinner and program beginning at 6 p.m. I'll be doing the entertainment, so come prepared to laugh and have a great time. The evening will also include a few state officials and a live auction. To purchase tickets and for more information, call 307-213-0493. That's 307-213-0493. Or shoot them an email at bhcwygop@gmail.com. The Bighorn County GOP and I look forward to seeing you Friday, February 9th at the Lovell Community Center.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yes, sirree, Bob, just in time for some cowboy poetry.
That's right.
You mentioned we haven't heard from old Colin Sweeten for a long time.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the late Colin Sweeten, he's been gone for some time
now. Quite a few years.
But, man, I love this poem. It is so true. It's called Cow on the Fight.
This happens a lot to a cowman. You can nod if I'm telling it right. You're never ignored and surely not bored when you get an old cow on the fight. Some people may think it funny, and cowboys on the fence always laugh. But it's never a joke when you are the poke caught between the cow and her calf. Oh, a cowboy is brave when he's mounted on a good horse with his rope and his spurs. But when he's dancing in the dust with a cow he can't trust, the advantage is definitely hers. You dismount to play doctor out on the range, and your kindness turns into a fight. Then you start looking around from there on the ground, and your horse is nowhere in sight. Your legs know what to do, and they do it too, with their hot breath on the back of your neck. Do you know how it feels to have spurs on your heels and racing downhill to a wreck? Cowboys get jitters when working those critters without a horse to keep him up in the air, and if your luck is like mine, it's just a matter of time till she's wiping her nose on your hair. Someone has to step down when there's work on the ground, but to volunteer doesn't make any sense. The worst part of the job is the grinning-faced mob lined up on the top pole of the fence. While I'm taking a licking from hooking and kicking, they yell and they cheer for the cow. I've limped and I've bled and got kicked in the head, and they're not even satisfied now. Well, that old brockle-faced roan is very well known, and I tell you, she's nobody's pet. So I told the boys who make all the noise, I'd introduce her to the new vet. While the vet put on his apron, she ripped off my shirt, and we both went around and around. I just couldn't see with both eyes full of dirt, and I found up hugging the ground. Being pressed into the dirt didn't much hurt, and then my ribs caved in with a pop. It's no fun at all to be the first one to fall, and that ornery old cow's on top. And then she went on by and left me to die. I could feel warm blood coming out of my ear. I reached up and touched it with a hand that still worked as the heifer dust started to clear. But the blood wasn't red, it was more of a brown, and a smell you can never forget. Those fence-sitting cowboys and that brockle-faced roan are going to be the death of me yet.
Well, everybody who's done it, that rings true, okay? Everybody knows if you've ever been in with an old cow that's on the fight. Yeah.
And they will decide for you.
And they decide.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're gonna bring me in? I'll decide.
Oh, yeah, sure. Man,
I saw a video of some fellers down in Utah bringing an old waspy cow in that didn't want to come in. And I mean, there was snow, feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
This old gal still didn't want to come in. They had four-wheelers with tracks. They had horses. They had all sorts of things. They finally got this old hide roped. And man, I mean to tell you what. Watching these boys scatter was a good time.
Snow everywhere.
It was entertaining. It really was. And then finally, so they got her roped, the rope on two back feet and the rope on two front feet, because you couldn't make her go anywhere.
Right.
And they drug her out.
Well,
I mean, she played toboggan. She played bobsled. Because, well, there was, you know, foot and a half,
what
2 feet
of,
well,
yeah.
2 feet of snow on the right. ground, too, so it was no right. big deal. Finally, they'd all just got mad and says, hey, we're just going
to
drag her out.
Let's
and they
go
did.
To the house.
And they did. They went down and they made a makeshift catch pen there in front of the the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
did they get her loaded?
They got her loaded.
No.
Yeah. When she came untied, she tried the panels, though. She hit the panels trying to get whoever was on the other side of the panel.
Let's see. And, Charlotte.
Yeah. No, it was a big old Angus.
A big old Angus.
It was a big old Angus cow. And then she finally stepped in the trailer. And somebody slammed the gate from outside the panel there. And and then she looked like, you know, she was just fine.
What's
just like,
the problem?
What's
here?
The deal, boys? Yeah.
But you earned that one.
But you're right. She decided.
I'll decide.
The whole video was wildly entertaining. I'm going to have to send it to you.
Please do.
It was fun.
Well, you know, we used to do that to our colts, you know, lying behind the sled in the winter, you know. And
right.
And if they threw themselves, then they just got drugged.
It was no big deal.
Yeah.
That's how I taught my work team's foals to lead.
Yeah.
Was tied to the back of the wagon.
Yeah.
Hey, need to ditch out to our last song.
What?
Yeah, but Cowboy Celtic is riding along
my
with
favorite.
Us. Oh, it absolutely is. And nobody does this any better. This is Border Affair.
Spanish is the loving tongue. can't cross the line, you know. She was Mex and he was white, and like as not, it's better so.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
I thought you were going to say, I'll decide.
I'm going to decide.
Okay, go ahead.
I've done decided.
You've decided. Go ahead.
Yes. Pregnant cows.
Uh-huh.
Pregnant horses.
Okay.
Pregnant wives.
Yeah, they're going to calve.
I'll decide.
They're going to calve during the afternoon.
Right.
Right. On a warm, sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll decide.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
So that brings up an interesting, a funny story. We, of course, have foaled horses out to our place for quite a few years, and we had never seen one live.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this one time, the kid says, we want to see
this.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right. The old mare was kind of kicking her tummy before I went to bed, and I said, okay, tonight's the night.
Yeah.
All right. So I get up every hour.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. We're progressing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to get up every half hour now. Mm-hmm. We're progressing, doing well. Lay back down, tell the kids, okay, next time is it.
Yep.
Get up, colt's out.
Yep.
Yep. Colt's. Yep. Foals on the ground.
Leave her alone.
She waited till I went back to the house, and then she foaled.
Yep.
Yep. Certain of it. Yeah.
Every time.
I'll decide.
Every time. Heifers will do it to you every time.
Yeah,
and you know, we create a lot of our own problems.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And sometimes it's better if you just say,
just
okay,
leave them alone.
They'll decide. Yeah.
Yes.
Leave them. Do your own vet work?
Yeah.
No, they'll decide.
Right? Exactly.
Right. Hire a pro.
Yeah.
Call the vet.
Call the vet.
All right. call the farrier.
Mm-hmm.
Call the shoer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll save time and money.
I'll decide.
And when Dr. Yeah. Vern looks at you and says, what have you done?
What? And then you go through the laundry list.
And then he'll say, okay, this will cost you this much for this,
yeah,
and that much for that.
That's right. We've got that shoeing fees unbundled. We'll
yeah.
have to throw that out one of these days,
throw
too.
Throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The I trimmed him myself fee
yeah.
is really high, okay? Yep, true story.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week, though? Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, change is good.
Question mark?
Question mark.
So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, she decided.
Every time.
Yeah.